Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Great news, and it is great news. It looks like we may avoid a government shutdown. I know everyone is looking forward to that. Moody's, in fact, had already downgraded our credit rating. And again, the stock market just up a little bit today, keeping going. And based upon the idea that Mike Johnson has not been some kind of ogre or bumbler or fool, he seems to have handled the situation of actually keeping this government operating as well as could be expected. There will be some votes in the House where most of the Republicans, Chip Roy, has issued a statement of opposition. The secret of how they're going to do this, which we'll be talking about a little bit later with Peter Coy of the New York Times, the secret of how they're going to do this is they are going to do two different continuing resolutions where it's not all tied up with every appropriation for every department of government for everything that this government does, all being loaded into one bill. And no, there will be no extra money here for the border or for Israel or for Ukraine, but that should be available soon. They are planning, apparently, in terms of the government shutdown, to delay the new deadline to February 2nd and to January 19th. So it gives them a little bit more time to negotiate and the Republicans to try to get some of the budgetary reductions that Speaker Mike Johnson says we need and the Republicans want. Speaking of what Republicans want, apparently not enough people wanted Tim Scott to be the nominee for President of the United States. He withdrew last night very dramatically. He did it on live TV without even alerting his staff beforehand. We'll play that moment for you and talk a little bit with David Drucker of the Dispatch. We'll be talking with him about the impact of the withdrawal of Tim Scott, who is a very fine U.S. senator. He was a good candidate. I actually think he had a good debate, in fact, the other night. But we will speak with him about whether he will ultimately endorse another candidate. He hasn't done so far. It has to be good news for one candidate, however, because of the calendar. And we will get to that and what that means. There's also figures about the listenership, the viewership for the Republican debates last week. The New York Post headline, Republican debate ratings drop again, down more than 40% from the first debate. Viewership for Wednesday night's third GOP presidential primary debate was down more than 40% compared to the first debate held in late August. An average of 7.95 million people tuned in to watch five Republican presidential candidates spar. Yeah, but the one presidential candidate that you would expect them to be sparring with that would have helped to get bigger ratings was busy doing a rally with another two-hour speech in Hialeah, Florida, about 15 miles away from where they were having their debate in Miami. And in terms of how did people think the debaters performed, I mean, we had talked about this. There was a Washington Post poll, and among debate watchers, 34% thought that Nikki Haley performed best. No other candidate on the stage came close to Haley. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was a distant second with 23% rating him best. And businessman Vivek Ramaswamy made a relatively negative impression. So people went along with the idea of what Nikki Haley said, you're just scum. Not a nice thing to say. He had 29% of debate watchers saying he performed the worst, which gave him a big lead in that category that he doesn't want. Meanwhile, in terms of the desperate and difficult war in the Middle East, Yoav Gallant, who is the defense minister for the Israeli government, and he is considered one of the more moderate, cautious voices in the Netanyahu cabinet. Defense Minister Gallant said Hamas has now lost control of Gaza. Well, with tens of thousands of Israeli troops, well-armed, very well-prepared apparently, and trained for this, with those troops in Gaza City, the IDF troops took possession of one important goal, which was the parliament building. Now, who knew that Gaza had a parliament building? I mean, seriously, they don't have any elections, so what kind of parliament do you have? No, really, they don't. There are no elections. It's not part of the Hamas approach. The also from the Middle East, rockets have targeted central Israel for the first time in 3 days. The Israeli Defense Forces say that terrorists fired RPGs, grenade launchers, from a Gaza hospital entrance at troops, and they have actual footage of some of the terrorists firing the rockets from the entrance of the hospital. The IDF killed in the process 21 gunmen. The ground total of since the invasion began, the IDF has now reported 44 killed in action, which considering what they were afraid of with this operation and considering the 1,200, some say now it's 1,400, some say it's unclear, but over 1,000 people, civilians and some soldiers killed on October the 7th. It's remarkable. Meanwhile, they found that the hospital was well stacked with all kinds of important medical equipment. Underneath the hospital, in the basement, said Admiral Hagari, who is a press spokesman for the IDF, underneath the hospital in the basement, we found a Hamas command and control center with suicide vests, grenades, AK-47 assault rifles, explosive devices, RPGs, and other weapons. That's what he said in a an English language press conference. Why were these items important for a hospital that is devoted to healing people exactly? That's something we don't know yet. We are going to speak a little bit about two other figures who may run for president, and one of whom there is a serious article in The Hill, which is a reputable publication, that says it is entirely possible, in fact likely, according to the writer Brian Robertson, that the winner of the presidential campaign ultimately, who goes to the White House, won't be Donald Trump. It won't be Joe Biden. It won't be Kamala Harris. In fact, it won't be anyone from either of the two major parties. Are we talking about Joe Manchin? No, it's somebody else running for president. Who is it? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show.
That is plain and simply outrageous.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just breaking news, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that Hamas members said today that they told Qatari mediators the group is ready to release up to 70 women and children held as hostages in Gaza in return for a 5-day truce. The truce should include a complete ceasefire and allowing aid and humanitarian relief everywhere in the Gaza Strip, said Abu Ubaidah, the spokesman for the Al-Qassam Brigades. That's the same unit, the same part of the terrorist army that attacked the Israeli homes and schools and some military facilities in the surprise attack of October 7th. The here, Abu Ubaidah was in a recorded audio published on the group's Telegram channel. And troops from the IDF's 188th Brigade eliminated a terrorist squad operating in the area of the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza City. Al-Quds, by the way, is the way they say it means the holy, and it's the way they say Jerusalem. They don't use the name Jerusalem, even though that name of that city, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, was applied there for more than 1,000 years, well before 1,000 years prior to any Arab presence in the vicinity at all. In any event, an IDF statement said that there had been an anti-tank missile that was shot at IDF soldiers, damaging an Israeli tank. Several terrorists hidden among civilians fired 2 RPG launchers at IDF soldiers in front of the hospital, the statement said. And then the combat brigade, which included armor, engineering, and infantry forces, responded with live fire and shelling with air support. About 21 terrorists were killed, the IDF said, with, thank God, no Israeli casualties. This goes on. The idea that the Hamas would be willing to release 70 women and children held in Gaza in return for a 5-day truce or ceasefire, allowing humanitarian relief everywhere in the Gaza Strip, as long as that humanitarian relief is well supervised and it doesn't end up being more military equipment or fuel for the Hamas terrorists. Would be interesting to see. We should be getting some response on that, particularly soon. Meanwhile, the question of what is going on with a government shutdown was put to President Biden. He spoke to reporters briefly in the White House today. No, it wasn't a full press conference. You can hear how desperate people were to ask him different questions. But here is what the President of the United States said about a government shutdown, which, by the way, is too stupid for people who actually favor a shutdown, as a mere handful of Republicans do. But the overwhelming majority of the Republican caucus, the Republic, seems to be ready to work together with the Senate to keep this government operating at least through the end of this year, which would be until January 2nd would be the first deadline, and then February 19th. And part of what they're doing is making it different deadlines so there's not this crush where you have to get everything done, and you have to get everything done right away, because there's here you're separating the different bills that they actually need to pass so you could get a bunch of them done by January 2nd, and then the others on February 19th. Here is the president, who sounded at least a little bit optimistic about what's happening. Listen, this is clip 20.
The new Speaker of the House has a proposal. It's being negotiated with the minority leader of the House and Senator Schumer, and the Republican leader are also talking about it. I don't know what the outcome is going to be. Apparently, there's a meeting today at 4 or 5 o'clock on the Rules Committee, and we'll see what happens.
Would you veto the latter CR?
I'm not going to make a judgment what I'd veto, what I'd sign, but let's wait and see what they come up with.
Okay, we will wait and see what they come up with. And then there was this, the president was asked about the civilian casualties and about the possibility of fighting near the largest hospital in Gaza, which is apparently the same spot underneath the hospital. And they even have diagrams of it in the New York Times. They have a tunnel system. And that's where they have their main storage of military equipment and main hideout for the Hamas terrorists. There also may be some of these hostages down there. Here was President Biden on the war in Gaza, and particularly the question of civilian casualties and battles taking place near that hospital. Listen, clip 21.
The hospital in Gaza. The hospital in Gaza.
Have you expressed any specific concerns to Israel on that, sir?
Well, you know, I have not been reluctant in expressing my concerns that's going on. And it's my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital. We're in contact and with the Israelis. Also, there is an effort to take this pause to deal with the release of prisoners. And that's being negotiated as well with the Qataris that are engaged. And so I remain somewhat hopeful. But the hospital must be protected.
Okay. Let us hope that some of those negotiations he was referring to with the Qataris, however you want to pronounce it, that some of those negotiations are going forward. Now, they have close to 240 hostages, and that's been scientifically established. If they're saying they will release 70 of them, who happen to be women and children, obviously that's a good start. But the terms of the negotiations and working something out, the main thing, and tomorrow there's a huge demonstration that is going to be planned, pro-Israel demonstration for the nation's capital. The big concern right now is bring them home. Bring the hostages home. And then win the war. We'll also be speaking with David Drucker of The Dispatch about what it means that Tim Scott dropped out of the race. And why did he do it? Coming up on the MedVet Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Israeli military intensifying its efforts to eliminate the presence of Hamas terrorists in the labyrinth of tunnels beneath Gaza City. China's president coming to the U.S. this week to meet up with Joe Biden in the city by the bay, San Francisco. California Governor Gavin Newsom said they are trying to get all of the homeless people off the streets so China's president doesn't have to look at them. Five U.S. service members were killed Friday evening after their aircraft suffered a mishap and crashed into the eastern Mediterranean Sea. The wave of attacks and intimidation enough for the Biden administration. They told colleges they must unequivocally condemn anti-Semitic and Islamophobic incidents on campus. If they don't, they could lose federal funding. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, David Drucker joins us from the Dispatch to try to make sense of the latest political news and what it means that one of the major candidates who at one time had appeared to be extremely electable, a guy with an optimistic message who was running on patriotism and faith, had put a lot of money and attention into the Iowa electorate, where evangelical Christians represent a very big chunk of the Republicans who are going to be coming out to caucuses on January 15th, wintry time of year. Well, then what happened to Tim Scott? It looks, by the way, as if you knew Tim Scott was quitting the race. You posted a piece about this before his staff even knew, before he had told anybody. Were you reading his mind or just tarot cards? How'd you do it?
Well, I just watched and observed. And what I noticed, Michael, was that Wednesday night after the debate, Tim Scott spent a lot of time in the spin room in Miami, shuttling from interview to interview. And you know how these rooms are, right? Kind of like a square rectangular room, and all around the walls there are talk radio networks and television networks and the like. And they're all have their little areas there. And he just kept crisscrossing the room, going from one interview to the next until he was one of the last people in the spin room. I mean, there were some, you know, a fair amount of journalists and all of the camera sticks and all of that. But you don't do that as a presidential candidate unless you're losing and unless you really need to make up a lot of ground. The only other candidate that was on the debate stage that spent any time in the spin room was Vivek Ramaswamy. He spent a fair amount of time in there himself, shuttling between interviews. But Tim Scott spent more time than even some of the reporters who at some point in time decided they were through and could leave. And it's just something I've seen over the years. You know, you think they all want to come in and talk to us, and they will talk to you on the trail when they're campaigning, but usually after a debate, they like to leave it all on the floor. They'll do some key television interviews, some big-time talk radio interviews, but they don't want to do the normal thing, but they do it when they feel they need to. So I took a look at this, And it just struck me that we had a campaign that was in its, you know, where the end was near. And it, you know, turned out that I was right.
Were you struck at the end of the debate when they kept the cameras on the stage and the candidates were shaking hands with members of the audience? That was the first time we got to look at Tim Scott's much-discussed boyfriend. He's 58 years old. He's never been married. And his girlfriend was there. She's as he's described her, a lovely Christian girl, and a mother of three. So was that some indication, the fact that she was brought out to the public for the first time, that he may have been going into the debate realizing he was running out of money? And really had never cracked that 6% level that I think they're going to be expecting in order to get a place in the next debate.
Yeah, that's correct. I think the key thing to understand is the next debate, the thresholds for donors and polling goes up. But the problem for Tim Scott was going to be that 6% in national polls threshold. His average national polling is like 2.5%. And there was just a feeling that he wasn't going to get there. You know, I thought the girlfriend thing was interesting. It's not something that I was aware of until after the debate. And some of my colleagues in the spin room were asking him about his girlfriend. And I was thinking, wait, are we doing this again? But now, you know, then I quickly realized why we were doing this again. You'd think if you were going to do it, you'd do it earlier if it's such a thing. But I don't really know what was going on there, because it seems to me that he didn't have such a horrible debate that he had to drop out 4 days later. You know, sometimes, I remember in 2016 at the Reagan Library, I think it was debate number 2, and Scott Walker had a really forgettable debate because he basically never said a word. And, you know, you put that all together with the troubles his campaign faced, and he drops out. But, you know, Tim Scott, he controlled the talk time. He talked more than anybody else. He didn't do poorly. He mixed it up well and articulated his points of view rather ably. I think this is something they must have been looking at, and he must have concluded, not unlike Mike Pence, that he could stay in, but it wasn't the kind of campaign that he wanted to run, just doing it for its own sake. And he made a decision to finish. So, you know, getting back to the girlfriend, if it was such an issue and they only finally decided to publicize her because they thought that would help on Wednesday. I mean, they should have done it a long time ago if that's what they think of, you know, this particular vulnerability.
Well, again, he made the announcement on Trey Gowdy's show, weekend show on Fox News. And the two of them served together in the House of Representatives, both from South Carolina. They're good friends. And apparently, Trey Gowdy was taken by surprise, and his staff was taken by surprise. Tim Scott, according to reports, said, and we'll play it for people later, but he said, "When I go back to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate," Scott said to a seemingly surprised Gowdy, who raised his eyebrows. "The voters, who are the most remarkable people on the planet, they're telling me, not now, Tim." I don't think they're saying, Trey, no, but I do think they're saying, not now. What does that mean?
Well, it means that he didn't think he could win, and I think it's as simple as that. I mean, everybody that gets out of a race, I shouldn't say everybody, often when candidates get out of a race, they don't want to say outright that they can't win or couldn't win or were rejected. So they always put a little, you know, French pastry on it by trying to, you know, they dress it up just a little bit. So what he's trying to say is, I think
that's not a reference to the girlfriend here. She's not French.
No, it's a reference to Al McGuire, who used to call college basketball games the late Al McGuire. And when a player would get a little bit too fancy for his taste, he would refer to it as some French pastry. Look, I think Tim Scott still may think that he's got a future running for president someday. And so he didn't want to say that, yeah, I guess they don't like me, I guess they don't want me. He's just, you know, I think the way he put it was fine, Michael, which is just, they're not going to vote for me right now. I am not getting anywhere. And he wasn't getting anywhere. And if anything, he had regressed. Right? Nikki Haley had overtaken him. Ron DeSantis, although sinking, you know, he was going to have a very uphill climb. And I think the truth of this is, and I got to this in my piece, whenever a candidate is running, you know, in all of the early primary states and then, you know, on one magical day says, actually, I'm only going to focus on this state, the voters in that state don't decide to respond with gratitude for being treated so special and therefore vote for you. What they see is a candidate who's having trouble, who's not going to win, and they don't want to waste their vote. Candidates do this every 4 years in some primary or another thinking it's going to save them. There are exceptions to the rule. John McCain has won in 2008. But usually voters say, yeah, no, you're clearly not getting anywhere. You're going backwards, and I'm not going to help you. And I think Tim Scott saw the writing on the wall and decided to get out. And, again, get out on his own terms before he went in, and it was really, really apparent that they were saying no.
And what about the idea that he got out early like this to preserve his eligibility to be the running mate for Donald J. Trump?
I think he could have stayed in the race and preserved his eligibility. I think he can get out and preserve his eligibility. So I don't really think that has anything to do with it. I think he was trying to preserve long-term eligibility to control his fate and not simply be the guy who got clobbered.
David Drucker, he is the author of the best-selling book In Trump's Shadow. He is a senior writer at The Dispatch and is based, of course, in Washington, D.C. We will be right back with which candidate benefits most from the end of the Tim Scott campaign. We'll tell you coming up.
Michael Medved.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the senator from South Carolina, junior senator from South Carolina, junior to Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott has withdrawn from the race. He has suspended his campaign. He had been running out of money, running out of gas. He was operating on fumes, as David Drucker said in his piece about the Scott campaign. But no one that I know of has ever quite announced the end of a campaign, which at one time had gotten a great deal of tension. He was taken very seriously as a potential challenger to President Trump. I believe he's being taken seriously now, according to many reports, as a potential vice presidential nominee to President Trump. Tim Scott was very careful about speaking graciously and positively about President Trump, and who knows, there certainly are other potential candidates for vice president that would be less helpful than Tim Scott. He was on Fox News with Trey Gowdy, and their exchange in which he made his announcement sounded like this.
One of the things I would recommend to every single American, I know it's not possible, by the way, if you ever want to love your country more, run for president. Traveling this country, meeting people has been one of the most fantastic experiences of my entire life. I love America more today than I did on May 22nd. But when I go back to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. I'm suspending my campaign. I think the voters, who are the most remarkable people on the planet, have been really clear that they're telling me not now, Tim. I don't think they're saying, Trey, no, but I do think they're saying not now. And so I'm going to respect the voters, and I'm going to hold on and keep working really hard and look forward to another opportunity.
I mean, one thing he is not going to do, or at least he has said he's not going to do it sometime soon, is endorse another candidate. And again, that, of course, keeps it open for him to be chosen by President Trump as a potential running mate. And one of the things that you could see with Tim Scott, and you could see this with a number of the other people who've been up there on the stage with the debates that they've had, the three debates on the Republican side this time, is if they do have vice presidential debates, and I know they're planning to, there are a lot of people where it's fun as a Republican to think about those people debating Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, by the way, anything having to do with Kamala Harris, and this is a connection, there is a character named Kamala, except they pronounce it Kamala, in the new movie The Marvels, which is the 33rd Marvel comic universe motion picture. It cost an estimated $300 million to produce and to distribute. The biggest flop in the history of Marvel. And it wasn't the fault of the Kamala character in the movie, but it was the fault of the movie, because if you hadn't seen the first film, Captain Marvel, you had no idea what's going on, and I'm not even sure if you had seen the first film several times you could understand what's going on in this particular film. It launched the Marvels, Disney and Marvel did, and it made just $47 million in domestic box office, according to studio estimates Sunday. So there probably won't be a third film in the series, but who knows? They keep these things going. They did it with Ant-Man, and we will see. Meanwhile, back to who benefits from Tim Scott pulling out. I don't think it's necessarily Kamala Harris who benefits. It's Nikki Haley. And the reason she benefits is first of all, whatever Tim Scott has been getting, and again, his poll numbers were down there at 2%, 5%, 6% tops. I think that the people who have been enthusiastic about Tim Scott, they're likely not to go directly to Trump, otherwise they would have gone to Trump before. So they may go to Nikki Haley, who seems to be surging again. But it's even more important than that and more obvious. South Carolina, the South Carolina primary is February 24th of next year. It's a utterly crucial primary. It basically won the nomination for Joe Biden when he won in such a landslide in the South Carolina primary, thanks to the help of Jim Clyburn, etc. But if Nikki Haley has done well, and she doesn't have to win, but has done second or even third in both Iowa and New Hampshire, she comes to her home state. And she had a problem before because Tim Scott, who is also a South Carolinian, had been appointed to the Senate by Governor Nikki Haley. And so if he does end up endorsing one of his rivals, I don't think it will be Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't think it will be Donald Trump, though if he really does seriously want to run for vice president, that would probably be a prerequisite. And certainly I don't think there was any particularly good chemistry between Tim Scott and Ron DeSantis. But in terms of a longtime relationship and thanking the governor who actually appointed him to the U.S. Senate when he was a member of Congress from South Carolina, there is a relationship with Nikki Haley. And she did do very well, has done very well with the black community in South Carolina with her campaigns for office. There was a piece in the New York Times about how all of her campaigns for the state legislature, two campaigns for governor, she started off, she looked like a complete long shot, and then she stuck with it. And she ended up winning. She has never lost an election, running for the state legislature in South Carolina and running twice for governor. So will she become a more direct challenger for President Trump? Who knows? But it seems to me that it is still early and there is a lot going on. With a lot better focus, it's very likely that they will have only three candidates up there on stage, and unless Trump changes his mind and decides to show up, which he probably won't. One of the other developments is that they're finally cleaning up San Francisco. Is that because the situation with homeless people and drug addiction on the streets and the total collapse of public safety is so bad that they actually got rid of the district attorney there, who had been a George Soros protege, Chesa Boudin? And no, the reason that they are cleaning up San Francisco, well, we'll leave it to you. Finally, Trey Gowdy gets the last word, because he was speaking in reaction to Tim Scott's sudden announcement of a suspended campaign on Trey Gowdy's TV show on Fox. Listen.
You are suspending your presidential campaign. You have plenty of money. You have the highest approval numbers of any candidate that is running, and you're a couple of states away from coming to a state where you are beloved, and you are suspending your presidential campaign.
You know, Romans 8:28, such an important scripture. It says that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I think the message is clear for me right now.
And there it is, about as dignified a withdrawal as you could possibly get. Meanwhile, a bizarre shooting involving Secret Service agents in Washington. Who are they trying to go after? We don't know, but we'll tell you what's going on and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.